This is Andrea Bazois from Fort Collins, Colorado, and the founder of EverHuman, and I'm listening to Dr. Osi's Tembo Sound Show.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Thank you. lilla spelade för fyra och fem. Och Lucy lilla spelade för kungen. Så men Lucy lilla, så träder hon så lätt upp på tiljan. Det voro två herrar som lade ihop ett rå. Vad ska nu Lucy lilla för spelandet få? Lucy lilla, så träder hon så lätt upp på tiljan. Nu ska Lucy lilla för spelandet få, ty hon ska aldrig jungfru ifrån oss vira gå. Lucy lilla, så träder hon så lätt upp på tiljan.
Mensaje de texto pidiéndome que apruebe una transferencia bancaria que no realicé. Seguramente tú también recibes mensajes como este. Gran parte de nuestras vidas está en Internet, desde el correo electrónico hasta la cuenta bancaria. A fin de asegurarme que mi información estaba protegida, visité el sitio web Secure Our World de CESA para aprender pasos sencillos para mantenerme segura en línea. Ahora sé cómo protegerme de los estafadores y tú también puedes aprender. Dirígete a CESA en cisa.gov/secureourworld para más consejos.
Manik, gani ko amul yayi nan fu mam. Manik, gani ko amul yayi nan fu mam.
Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, online at wrcc.org.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her?
Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Daddy hates mommy, mommy hates dad. Last night you should have heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Cheat on your taxes, don't be a fool. Now what was that they said about a golden rule? Never mind the rules, just play to win. And hate your neighbor for the shade of his skin. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Stab them in the back, that's the name of the game. And mommy and daddy or who's to blame? Skip a rope, skip a rope. Just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what the children say. Skip a rope, skip a rope, skip a rope, skip a rope. Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing sure to dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
For the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. Oh, the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? Coffee, I'll make the bed. I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day. And kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA.
For acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly, join host Larry Berger for the Saturday Light Brigade to get your weekend off to a good start. That's the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Roger from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting off the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down? You'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton Place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did, it happened just this way.
It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the bottle or me behind. And don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. You never take me anywhere because you're always gone. And many a night I've laid awake and cried here all alone. Then you come in, a-kissing on me, it happens every time. No, don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a-drinking with loving on. Stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind.
Until the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my Pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, I see this liquor came and he said I'm tough. I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. He took one swig slug and he drank it right down, and I heard him a-moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride. on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there, you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
Crowded city, there ain't nothing free. Nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I want you to understand how some marginalized people feel, particularly those of us who are Palestinian and Arab and or Muslims. Our existence is controversial to people. My breathing in this world, just me standing here telling you that I am Palestinian, is in of itself controversial. Let me tell you what controversial means. I speak truth to power. I challenge the status quo. my entire 25 years of my career, it has been putting my body on the line for the things that I believe in.
That's Linda Sarsour, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Linda Sarsour, A Palestinian American Speaks. It's axiomatic that anything dealing with Palestine is deemed controversial. And if it is a Palestinian American woman speaking out, even more so. Look at the vitriol and death threats directed at Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. She's a Palestinian American and is standing tall for her right to speak out, as is Mariam Alwan, a Palestinian American student at Columbia. She's one of the many Students for Justice in Palestine organizers in the horizontal alliance between that campus group and Jewish Voice for Peace. There is pushback. Asna Tabassum, a first-generation American Muslim, was chosen to give in the commencement speech at USC until she was canceled after being targeted by pro-Israel groups. The sheer scale of death and destruction in Gaza and the ongoing expansion of illegal colonies and violence in the West Bank has moved the narrative. In communities and on campuses across the United States, Palestinian American women are breaking down Orientalist cliches about being meek and submissive and taking the lead in peace and justice movements. One of those voices speaking out is Linda Sarsour. She's a community organizer and racial justice activist. She's one of the most widely known Palestinian American women for her advocacy on behalf of Palestinians. She's been called every Islamophobe's worst nightmare. Her activism spans a range of interests. The New York Times says she has tackled such issues as immigration, mass incarceration, stop and frisk, and the New York City Police Department's spying operations on Muslims. She has helped organize major women's marches and Black Lives Matter protests. She's been hailed as shattering stereotypes of Muslim women. And she has told her critics, "Stop telling me to go back to my country. I'm from Brooklyn." She spoke at Colorado State University in Fort Collins in early April 2024. And now, Linda Sarsour.
Listen, folks, I'm just going to get to it because this is an important moment. I feel kind of triumphant just being and standing on the stage like this actually happened and I'm here. And I want people to understand why I came here, because I have been to over 100 universities since COVID happened. So this is not in my whole career, right? In my whole 25 years of organizing. This is just in the past few years. And I'm tired and I'm exhausted. And as you